Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day. Every day. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
All right, let's get to it. Time for fantasy football here. 4 o'clock on a Friday, a football Friday. This is your chance to get your questions answered by our fantasy football expert, Joe Bartel of RotoWire. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. Again, at JB Fantasy Sports, here to take your calls. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Make sure to get in if you would like to, or you can tweet at Sparky Radio as well. Joe Bartel joins us. Joe, how are you doing this beautiful Friday afternoon?
I would imagine, like most people in Wisconsin, I could be doing a little bit better. Am I surprised at last night's outcome? Not at all. Do I continue to ask myself why we sit ourselves through this every year, no matter what sport it seems to be? Yes, as a constant question, but I'll be back again next spring to do the same old thing over again.
As I've said before, you can become a White Sox fan and you'll never have to worry about watching playoff baseball. I mean, you won't have to go through this at all. Season will be done by June and you'll be all set and you won't have to worry about the stress of the playoffs. And if you don't like it in football, you can become a Bears fan and it'll be done quickly there too. And that'll be painless. And if you're looking for basketball, Bulls suck. You can go be a... Really, if you're just a Chicago sports fan, you don't have to worry about being a postseason fan at all. You'll never have to go through this heartbreak, really. And, you know, you can just enjoy watching the playoffs of everybody else going through the heartbreak.
Yeah, that's true. Something about bagging on the Chicago teams doesn't make me feel great today, but maybe that's a tomorrow and Sunday thing. You're right.
I bag on Chicago teams every day of my life. It makes me feel great, especially that traitor running the Cubs. Okay, let's talk about fantasy football here. So, once again, we're talking about injuries. That's what we do each and every week on this show. Let's talk about this situation with the Green Bay Packers. Christian Watson, he's obviously going to be out for some time. Romeo Doubs is away on personal reasons and now is listed as doubtful for this game in LA on Sunday. So what does that then mean for Jordan Love's fantasy stock? What does that mean for the wide receivers, the running backs? How does this affect everybody involved?
Yeah, I was surprised by the Doubs. When I'm like you, I agree Watson's out for a couple weeks. Whatever this mild high ankle sprain nonsense is the Colts are doing with Jonathan Taylor too, just stop it, please. From a fantasy perspective, it is so annoying, and it's really annoying that my team is the one that keeps doing it between Jordan Love and now Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson and stuff. Okay, whatever. So I'm assuming Doubs and Watson will not play, which would mean Wicks is all hands on deck. I mean, you're playing him for sure if you have him. He was one of the waiver wire darling pickups this week. Absolutely playing Dontavian Wicks. Absolutely playing Jaden Reed. Josh Jacobs, the same thing. You can talk me more to Tucker Kraft, who, especially if you are, like just about all of America, dealing with tight end problems and the positional tight end. It's a frustrating endeavor, but I think Tucker Kraft has to be a bit more involved, maybe more Luke Musgrave. And you and I know, I think Malik Heath is actually kind of talented, but I would never recommend to play Malik Heath unless you're in like a 16-team, 16-man roster kind of situation. Because I do think offense is going to happen on both sides of the ball for the Rams, respectively, but also for the Packers. And they're going to move the ball effectively, not just with Josh Jacobs. Although I do think this is the week that he scores a touchdown and that rushing attack really goes crazy. So I'm still expecting a lot of points. I'm still expecting the offense to function correctly. If they're missing a bunch of offensive linemen, this is a different scenario. But the scheme that LaFleur runs gets guys open, whether it's Doubs or Malik Heath. So I'm trusting Jordan Love this week.
All right, what about the Kansas City Chiefs with Rashee Rice now out because his quarterback took him out for the season, and obviously Patrick Mahomes feels horrible about that. But with him out now, and we're all assuming there's no way the Raiders trade Devontae Adams to Kansas City, what does this now mean for Kansas City and their wide receiving core and Patrick Mahomes?
It's been a really frustrating situation, and I hate to do this as a fantasy analyst, but I don't have a recommendation. I have an answer right now. What I'm doing in my leagues, and again, I'm in 16 leagues this year, I'm picking up Juju Smith-Schuster, and I'm playing a lot of deeper formats where that makes sense. Am I playing Juju Smith-Schuster? Absolutely not. You could talk me to Justin Watson or even Sky Moore a little bit, but I think Juju Smith-Schuster is the guy that operate in the middle alongside Travis Kelce. I mean, really the recommendation is could you go trade for Travis Kelce for whatever cost, because I don't think the Chiefs can continue to mothball him and also make the playoffs. They have to make a trade if that's the case otherwise. So I'm assuming that the Chiefs offense just is not going to look very good. And I have Mahomes at a few formats. I'd be trying to trade him off a name brand value, especially in your friends and family leagues where you just know Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback ever or one of the best quarterbacks. That's where I would try to move him. I don't know if there's a reactionary thing to pick up other than Smith-Schuster, and it's not a very comfortable recommendation for me.
Are you buying Sam Darnold?
So I do a weekly gambling article every week. I call it the Big Betting Sheet. Go over every game's over-under, point total, whatever else. The Vikings are a legit team. I know I have to say this as a Packer fan. Like I do think they're legit far more than that season, which they got wiped off the board by Daniel Jones in that first round of playoffs. That felt like a fraud team that was 13-4, whatever it is. This Vikings team is good. That being said, you literally can't be one of the best teams in every single phase, offense, defense, and special teams, every single week. I mean, like they were projected to win 7.5 games. This is a crazy situation if they're to actually be this good all season long. I think, and maybe this is me projecting as a Packer fan who's watched my team implode time and time again every time they travel overseas, but this is a ripe spot, I think, for the Jets to kind of come and surprise them. The Vikings are riding high off of a Niners win, a Texans win, and a divisional rival win in Lambeau. I think the Vikings lose this one. Do I believe that Sam Darnold is bad and the Vikings are not good? No, but I do think it's possible the Jets win this one.
All right, let's talk about the Giants. Malik Nabers has been unbelievable. The rookie wide receiver out of LSU has just been incredible. However, it does not look like he is going to play coming up here as another DNP today. So from that, yes. So from that aspect, there's nobody worth touching in New York.
I actually disagree. So Malik Nabers will not play against Seattle, and I think the pivot like immediately would be Wandale Robinson. So Nabers leads the league in targets in the NFL by a dramatic margin. I think number two is Nico Collins, who's nine behind Malik Nabers. Wandale Robinson is fourth in the NFL in targets. So the obvious conclusion will be that Daniel Jones will force the ball to Wandale Robinson. Now, it might be like 16 targets and 64 yards. I mean, it's not going to be pretty, but Wandale Robinson of full-point PPR is probably a must-start along the same veins of Dontayvion Wicks. This has actually been a pretty good waiver wire period for a lot of folks if you are in a bit more shallow leagues. But Wandale Robinson is the immediate fill-in. After that, though, I've seen some Jalen White hype. I'm not really believing of that. And Devin Singletary also out for the Giants. So that means Tyrone Tracy, their rookie fifth-round running back, I think he gets more involved. So I could see Wandale Robinson and Tyrone Tracy combining for like 23 catches for under 100 yards. This offense will not look very good, but from a PPR perspective, both those guys are going to feast.
We talk about Davante Adams. He's not playing with a hamstring injury. Obviously, this week he wants to be traded. They want to trade him. How long this takes to get done, I'm not quite sure. But if you're a Davante Adams owner, what are you hoping for? Best case scenario for fantasy football? Is there a team or two that makes a lot of sense that would help you more than others?
You mean you don't want more Edgar Allan Poe Instagram posts like what happened earlier today?
I don't think from a fantasy perspective, I want him with Lamar. I think from a fantasy perspective, I want him with Jaden Daniels.
That's a good one. I don't mind the Steelers as well, too. That was like one of those that's kind of the outside the box spot. Realistically, you and I both know the answer. It's going to be New York. Aaron Rodgers is going to pound the table for it. The Jets are going to give up far more draft capital than anybody else, and you're keeping him away from other competitors within the conference, whether it be the Ravens, Steelers, or anything like that. I think Davante Adams is going to obviously go to the Jets. Why we keep doing the charade is silly to me. We've done this for a full year now. He should have went over to New York just about the time they acquired Aaron Rodgers, and the Raiders would have gotten actual draft capital after they cut his best friend, Derek Carr. So I think the correct answer and the right answer is going to be the Jets. You and I mean, we've watched this for our entire lives, is that Rodgers is a really, really good quarterback still at this advanced age, but he has trust issues. And I'm not just talking about like trust issues on the field, but he has to go play kumbaya with his friends, Randall Cobb, whatever else, to have that chemistry. And you know he has that with Davante Adams right away. No matter what the scheme is, no matter what the matchup is, Rodgers is going to look to Davante Adams when he's on the field because he knows what Davante Adams is going to do. That's why Garrett Wilson hasn't been as successful. I would have thought they would have developed that chemistry, that maybe Aaron Rodgers would have worked on that, but I know that doesn't always happen in the offseason for Aaron Rodgers. He has other priorities. Davante Adams is going to be a New York Jet, and I think that's my favorite fantasy spot. Like, I would try to get Davante Adams if he does go to New York.
If you were the Raiders, would you take Anthony Richardson in a two for him?
No, I don't. Man, that would be tough for the Colts just to do that. I don't think if you're the Colts, you're giving a second round pick for it. Like you would be asking for Davante Adams and a first for your guy that you took number
no chance.
Four overall.
He can't stay healthy on the field. He got hurt last year. He's hurt again. And Flacco clearly puts him in a better position. And if I'm the Colts, Davante Adams, Michael Pittman, Taylor at running back, Josh Downs, now you got a legitimate chance to compete in this division, and then worry about your quarterback next year like you've been doing every other year for the last 5 years.
You're completely right about Joe Flacco. If I'm Chris Ballard in that Colts front office, I would be kind of happy that Richardson's not playing this week because it means our jobs are going to be safe for another week because Flacco's going to help them win ball games. But I think you can't just give away Anthony Richardson if you are the Colts, given what the front office invested in him and developing him. I actually think that receiving core is one of the best in the league. Between Michael Pittman, Josh Downs, Alec Pierce, and A.D. Mitchell, that's like the high-explosive octane Packers receiving core that we were all very excited about, and rightfully so, entering the season, but just better with a more name-brand recognition of Michael Pittman. I think that group, like that's one of the last teams that should acquire Davante Adams because I don't think they really need him.
Yeah, I'm not a Michael Pittman guy. I'm a Colts fan, and I'm not a Michael Pittman guy at all. He's not a true one by any stretch of the imagination in my mind. Okay, let's talk about a couple of other guys here. A.J. Brown, it appears that he's close to coming back and playing here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and the Eagles are on a bye this week.
Correct.
So a reminder to folks, four teams on bye, Eagles, Titans, Chargers, and Lions, and your first London game as well, kicking off between the Vikings and Jets that I mentioned earlier. So early lineup decisions that you'll have to make Sunday morning, and then a couple of critical teams out there. I think A.J. Brown will be back. I think Devonta Smith will be back. Remember, he got that gnarly concussion from that Saints, got it, clocked him for no reason. So the question is, could you buy low right now on Jalen Hurts? And this is always one of my favorite things, especially weeks 5 and 6. You are getting players. You should try to target players that are coming off a bye week because the manager who has had those players has already ate the sunk cost of sitting out one of the best players for a week. So I'm paying a premium to get an A.J. Brown, to get a Jalen Hurts, maybe even to get an Amon-Ra St. Brown, whatever it might be, because I know that I, for the rest of the season, will have this guy that can play in my lineup every single week moving forward. That has value to me, and strategically knowing the rest of my league mates won't have that advantage with their players one way or another, I think really matters. So just look at that. If there are all possibilities, I think Hurts is probably the closest one that you acquire without going crazy. I love taking advantage of that every single year.
He is Joe Bartel, RotoWire Fantasy Football. We do this each and every Friday. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports.